Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Injustice Radar podcast with your disappointed host, Michael Terabay.
Being in a relationship is easy to start, but very hard to maintain. As soon as you're in one, it seems it doesn't take much work, and you may have a tendency to, well, coast on it. The problem is many enter one for a number of reasons, combined with different stages in your experience and maturity levels, which can add to underlying problems later. This is Season 1, Episode 7 of the Injustice Radar Podcast. Relationships can be difficult. We all know that. And this episode will be based mostly on situations I've experienced and from other relationships where I've noticed some common problems. I've come to my own realizations that there may be only two relationship-type personalities, independent and dependent. I've often thought that the best chance of a successful relationship would be either two independent people or two dependent people, but I could be wrong. So let's go through the options and I'll let you decide on your own. If both are dependent, that could work. But again, you may notice these couples as the ones that are always together and do everything together. If one is independent and the other dependent, I suppose that could work also, but one can see how one-sidedness could eventually take its toll. And finally, if both are independent, well, to me, that seems the best option from my perspective, up until a point. Now here comes my metaphor on relationships and why I titled the episode, Two Worlds Are Better Than One. I like to think of each person as a world or a planet. So going back to the first example, two dependent people, in my made-up framework here, can work because both worlds eventually become one world, a bigger world with no need for anything else. Okay, work with me here. The second example of one independent and one dependent couple, to me, seems to work as long as the independent person can withstand having the other person totally morphing into their world. The problem here starts when the dependent person hasn't kept any part of their prior world, being hobbies, friends, and social activities, if they have any, that originally made up their own world. The planets, so to speak here, orbit each other in harmony, but as soon as the dependent world gets too close, they both can't sustain each other and they crash, leaving one feeling smothered and restrained and buried in guilt, and the other one devastated upon the breakup. Ouch. All right. In the last example of two independent people in a relationship, you have two planets orbiting each other in harmony. So, shouldn't this be the best option? I would think so, but what if you're not an independent person? What if you're typically a dependent person and like being around an independent person? Someone to make all the decisions, and your world becomes them. And then, if it's the inverse of this, where the independent person likes to be in charge and wants someone to be a follower to their lead, I don't know. Well, we all make decisions and choices in life and live and deal with the outcomes. So if me personally think the best is two independent people, what happens if one or both grow and change into being too independent? Instead of two planets orbiting each other in harmony, they start to pull farther and farther away until the gravity that brought them together is lost. Well, that's also a problem if one or both becomes more interested in their careers or hobbies or becomes too self-absorbed to have any time for each other. Where one independent partner may now feel a weird sense of dependence on the other, or may altogether let it die out and both move on from the relationship. Okay, it's getting too weird for me now. Let's all take a moment to think about who we really are and what we're willing to put up with and how much we're willing to invest in someone who we have grown to have an attachment to in a relationship. Be honest with yourself and open with the ones that mean something to you. Thank you for listening to the Injustice Radar Podcast. One could follow on Instagram and Twitter. Stay safe.